The Moose Jaw Warriors are like any Western Hockey League team breaking camp and heading into a new season. Questions here and there, some spots to fill and a whole lot of optimism. That's especially the case as the local squad heads into their first exhibition games on Thursday in Swift Current and Saturday against the Broncos in Assiniboia, with head coach Mark O'Leary more than happy with what he's seen from his charges in the early going. There were some guys who I thought were really good, and some guys where we know there's more there, and that sorts itself out, O'Leary said. If the last couple of practices are any indication, I think that's a great sign. I'm really happy with the way the team looks now that we're getting a little more structured. It's a little bit scrambly through training camp with the new bodies, but things are tightening up here and I think the response from the players has been really good. The Warriors are throwing a bit of a new look into the mix in the early going, with the team focusing on their structure with and without the puck, with the change in system taking some time to adapt to. An important factor in that direction is seeing older players take leadership, something that has happened throughout the early part of the preseason. That can be refreshing at times, but it's also important that the guys can follow details, O'Leary said. That's where we look to our leadership group and older guys to lead the way and show the young guys when it's done right. So far, that's been the case. Any guy who has been to a pro camp, they've been on the other side of it, where they're a young guy and they're looking to the older veterans to see it done right. That's something they can learn from and bring to this side of things, and that's where we have leadership, guys who have been 4 and 5 years now and are leading the way. Of that group, it should come as little surprise that the 4 overagers competing for spots on the team played a major role. Defenseman Lucas Brenton along with forwards Atlee Calvert, Josh Hoekstra and Eric O'Leary all looked dominant at times, something O'Leary expects to continue as the battle for 3 20-year-old spots continues. One of the things about having a mindset that you want to develop and draft your own players and keep guys around here is you run into these things where you have more than 3 20-year-olds who are capable of playing meaningful minutes, he said. So it's a good problem to have, and at the same time it's something we know will take care of itself. And in the time being they need to be our best players and they're leading by example. Of course, every team needs youngsters coming up through the works. O'Leary said he could name a long list of rookies who stood out, but one rose to the forefront, former Yorkton Terriers forward Pavel McKenzie. He's a guy who played Junior A as a 17-year-old and he's come in after summer looking a lot stronger, lauded O'Leary. He had an opportunity to practice with us last year at the end of the season and I think that's helped his comfort level coming into camp. So we're real excited for him and what kind of year he can have. With some of the initial personnel decisions out of the way at the end of camp, improving the aforementioned structure will be a goal going forward. We want to get really comfortable with it so we're a little less hesitant, O'Leary said. Even the guys who played here before, sometimes it can feel like a long summer and some of those habits and details can need a refresher. So it's getting reps in with the structure so we can play fast and not think so much, and that's what the preseason is about. That all begins Thursday night, when the Warriors travel to Swift Current to face the Broncos. That's always fun, O'Leary said of the first preseason game. You can go over so much video and practice against the same guys, but this will take the intensity up another notch and that's where we'll take steps as well. I'm excited for the younger guys and it'll be good to see them to get their first taste of WHL action. Then Saturday we're in Assiniboia, that'll be an excited fanbase and it's something we're looking forward to as well.